Praise the Lord.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one. God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Our God is greater,
our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Our God is strong.
Where you go, I'll go. When you move, I'll move, I will follow. All your ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. I will follow you. Yeah. Light into the world, light into my life. I will live for you alone. You're the one I see, knowing I will find all I need in you alone. Alone. When you go, I'll go. When you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. When you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. In this life I lose, I will follow you. I will follow you. Life everlasting in you. There's freedom for my soul in you. There's joy that lives in joy. And I will follow. When you go, I'll go. When you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whom you love, I'll love. Serve, I'll serve. In this life I live, I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. In this life I live, I will follow you. I will follow you.
I was reading, when I do that song, I think of Peter, you know, when he says, you know, wherever you go, I'll follow you, even to death. And of course, you know, we know what happens, he's unable to do that, and he's forgiven, and of course, and I was reading today, when David was leaving the temple, due to some trouble with his son Absalom. He told a group of people who had recently come to join him, some Gittites, that he said, "Go. Why should you suffer, you know, with me? You only just got here, so you know, go back to the temple and go back to the palace." And he said, "No. Where you go, I'll go. You know, where you eat, I'm going to eat. Where you sleep, I'm going to sleep." You know, and of course, David, you know, let him come, and he did go. He was able to, you know, do the things that he said. And there's another one that came to mind is Naomi and
Ruth.
Ruth said to Naomi, you know, where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. You know, and all that. And she fulfilled that. You know, so even though I think of the things that are more apt to be, you know, the way I probably would react, like Peter, you know, and unable to do so, there are those who have been able to, you know, do what they say they're going to do. And of course, I aspire to do that, and I'm sure Peter does too, and I did too. And he did through the help of Christ, and we will too. Anyway, I just wanted to share that little insight that I thought of three different places where there's probably more. Anyway, we all have doubts and fears, and you know, we know that the Holy Spirit will break through those, you know, in due time.
Break through break through all my doubts, break through, break through all my fears, break through, that I may worship you. Break through, break through all my pain, break through all my guilt and my shame, break through like only you can do. You are higher than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight.
To the glory of your love,
There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare stand before your throne. Before the Holy One of Heaven, it's only by your blood. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Falling from the clouds, a strange and lovely sound. I hear it in the thunder and the rain. It's ringing in the skies like cannons in the night. The music of the universe plays. We're singing, you are.
Declare who you are.
in the beauty of your holiness. I behold your power and glory. Bring an offering, come before you. Worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. Whenever I call your name, Redeemer and friend, cherished beyond all words, this love never ends. Morning by morning, your mercy awakens my soul. I lift up my eyes to see the wonders of heaven, opening over me. Your goodness abounds, taking my breath away with your irresistible love. I behold your power and glory. Bring an offering, come beauty of your holiness. Whenever I call your name, Redeemer and friend, cherish beyond all words, this love never ends. Morning by morning, your mercy awakens my soul. I lift up my eyes to see the wonders of heaven opening over me. Your goodness abounds, taking my breath away with your irresistible love. Whenever I call your name, Redeemer and friend, cherished beyond all words, this love never ends. Morning by morning, your mercy awakens my soul. I lift up my eyes to see the wonders of heaven opening over me. Your goodness abounds, taking my breath away with your irresistible love. Taking my breath away with your love.
the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in glory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
Could we all stand for those last verses?
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry, that final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Jesus. Praise you for shedding your blood, Lord, and just giving your life for us.
Thank you.
That we can be reconciled with God and live a life worthy of what you created us for, Father. We praise you. Praise you. You know, this is the time we usually pray, and what I miss from other places that I've been to is if you could gather in two or three groups and pray for each other. Just pray for each other, because everybody needs prayer. You know, if the Lord lays something special on your heart to pray for, that's fine, but just pray for each other, you know, that the Lord would just strengthen the power of his might in you, his very life in you. Because his life, it is that defines who we are. That is who we are. Our life is Christ. And so if you just gather two or three together and pray for each other, that will be our prayer time. Well, we got announcements. Let's see. Lord Jesus, announcements are, I don't know, does anybody have any announcements? I know we got, this Saturday is men's breakfast at 8 o'clock downstairs. The men are welcome to come and fellowship with one another, support each other, have a nice breakfast. This will be the last one till September, because we take a break during summer. And so, please come, and you know, we can just support one another for the summer ahead, pray for each other, and it'll be fun. And you have... And okay, thank you, Lord. Lord, we do want to lift up our act of worship of the offerings, Lord, by giving of offerings, giving of the substance, Lord, that you give us. And we want to give back, Lord, an acknowledgement that it is you who provides for our every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, we praise you, and we just rejoice in this just this wonderful thing that we are able to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have a mother that is going to bring us our word today, and Mary. And so
I'm Catherine. I'm Mary's daughter, her favorite. She let me know 5 minutes before I came that I was introducing her. Oops. I think it's going to be pretty special. My mom has been through a lot. Sorry, Mom. When I was really little, we lost a little three-month-old to SIDS. She's had miscarriages. But 9 years ago, I think, we lost our brother. So that, and then a few years ago, losing her mother, this is going to be hard for me because she's been through so much, and she's still such a wonderful mother, and she's never given up, not once. I'm just proud of her, and I know this is going to be really good. So, Mary Damon.
Me, but but still. Thank you, Lord. I won't stand behind it. How's that? Except for to read a little. Oh, somebody's going to come lower. Mother's Day is a hard day for me sometimes.
All right.
No doubt about that. But today, I want to honor my mother. The reason being my mother directed me to the cross, to the rock that I have stood on, that has given me life, stability, everything I need. First, I want to read some of Psalms, or I'm sorry, take that back, 2 Samuel 22, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Number 7, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Verse 26, with the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. Verse 28, and the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, the God, the Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness, which he has been so faithful to do. For by thee I have run through the troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a butler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon high places. To God be the glory. 37, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. It was God that did this. My mother told me a story once. My mother was very strict, and some of you have heard some of my life story. I was in the crib. My mother never picked us up. We were to lay down, we were to sleep. If we cried, we weren't picked up. So she had put me down in the crib, and I was asleep. Well, you certainly don't pick up a sleeping baby. But she said she was sitting in the living room, and a voice said to her, go pick up your daughter. I was her first daughter. And my mother's like, what? Why? You know, and she was really confused, and she heard it again, go pick up your daughter. And my mother was very confused about it, but got up, went into my room, picked me up out of the crib. No longer did she hold me in her arms, and a baseball came through, landed right where I was, glass everywhere. God protects us. God protects us. And my mom, when she told me that story, she said, I don't know why I obeyed. Sometimes we don't know why we obey. But my mother was faithful in prayer. She was faithful in the Word. Every day, every morning, she read the Word to us. Every night, she read the Word to us. My mother never let us on the school bus without praying with us. She would hold the school bus up, and if Roger was ever in the school bus, he might remember the school bus waiting for all those Setzman girls and one brother. And well, my mother's at the kitchen table, not in the living room with the curtains drawn, but at the kitchen table with the windows open, and she's standing there praying with us kids. That was the most important thing to her. You do not send your kids out with praying for them first. Needless to say, my mother's prayers and the Word spoke to me. And I was drawn to this. I was drawn in a strong way. And I wanted to, as David loved music, I love music. So I'm going to have a song played by the Newsboys, I believe, Lead Me to the Cross, because this is where I came at this young age. We'll be patient.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Thank you.
that's where I went. And from going to the cross, I learned about my rock. And my mother promised me that if I stayed on that rock, I would be safe. I would be shielded. There were times in my life, in growing up, it wasn't easy, but I had the rock, and I was on the rock. There were times that perverted people came along, and then I would feel the presence of God just cover me and protect me. And I would say, wow, God sent them away. They came at me, and God protected me. It was amazing how God protected me. Then there were times that beatings came along. But I could go, and I could crawl and kneel on that cross with the Lord on that rock. He was my rock, and He protected me. And actually, the things that happened in my childhood, some people would say, take them away. But you know what? God knew it would make me who I am today. I am stronger because of the trials and tribulations. A lot of times we go through trials and tribulations and we say, oh, we shouldn't have to deal with this. We shouldn't have to deal with this. But God wants to make us stronger. He wants to make us more dependent on Him. So here I was as a child. I'm standing on the rock, and there were times I'm jumping up and down and raising my hands and going to concerts and praising God, as we all been there, or at camp, and you're just on that mountaintop and you're on that rock and you're praising God. And then there's those times that you feel like you're getting knocked down. But as long as you stay on that rock, so when temptations come, you will find people trying to draw you off that rock. It's your choice. You're the safest. No matter what trials come along, you're the safest on that rock. Your life will be easier, even through the hard times, even through the storms, it will be easier on that rock. Another verse I want to read is Matthew 5. I want to read a section that has always blessed me, and I actually raised my kids up reading this over and over with them. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus spoke this on a mountaintop. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I'm starting Matthew 5, starting at verse 3 through 17. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I was hungry and I was thirsty. And because of my mother, I was fed this daily. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And only God can make us pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. Remember that. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have come, not come to destroy, but I have come to fulfill. God, in all of my growing up, was there. My teenage years, I look at teenagers now that I work with in the high school. Some things are different. There's still drugs. Drugs were available to us. I didn't need drugs. I mean, you think Satan didn't say to me, oh, if you do the drugs, you won't have to feel that pain of, you know, the beatings or the misuse or the negativity that was fed to me. You think Satan didn't say that to me? And I said, I don't need this. I don't need it. I have something within that is greater. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How about going out and just getting skunk drunk? I didn't need that. I didn't need that. Teenagers today are also dealing with cutting of their body. Blood, when the blood was shed for them. And these are people that don't know. That don't know. We have to be that light. So as these trials and tribulations came along, one of the things that I was reminded of on a daily basis, that I was extremely ugly, homely, anything but beautiful. And I found the verse, because I read the word all the time, and he said that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and this my soul knoweth. So I remember going to the mirror as I got taunted, and I would say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and this my soul knoweth. Because how could, and I would look in the mirror and say, but how can somebody say what God has created is ugly, is misformed? How can they? What people do? At this point, I would like first off, I'd like all my daughters to stand. Now, all my daughters that are here, Now I would like all mothers and daughters to stand. And if you are a woman, you're a daughter of someone. So I need all the women to stand. And we are going to play the song Beautiful, because I want each one of you to know. Are you getting the song Beautiful lined up? That video of Beautiful? Okay. I just want you all to know that in God's eyes, each one of you are beautiful. Go ahead.
Days will come when you don't have the strength, when all you hear is you're not worth anything. Wondering if you ever could be loved, and if they truly saw your heart, they'd see too much. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are made for so much more than all of this. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are treasured, you are sacred, you are His. You're beautiful.
can be seated. I just want you to realize, no matter what the world tells you, no matter what other people may tell you, you are beautiful. You're beautiful in God's eyes. And every father here should tell their daughter and their wives every day how beautiful they are. Every day. A day should not go by that they don't hear how beautiful they are. Anyway, God became my closest friend. I would quickly do my chores on the weekends so that I could go spend time up in the hills. And I would sing praises and make songs and just pray. It was my solitude up in the woods. And God made me feel beautiful. He gave me that strength to stand day by day and stand. And He was preparing me. He was preparing me for the future. But I was also a willing heart. I also said yes to the Lord and no to the things of the world. We all have those choices. I wasn't perfect. I made many mistakes. And God's forgiveness brought me to my knees of crying and crying and saying, who am I? Why? Why would the Lord do so much for me? I can't answer that other than He made me, and He made me special. He made you. He made you special. And that, those times with God were the strength that I needed to make it through each week. I had to have those times with God alone. Then as a teenager, I had some visions God gave me. I think God gave me some things just to show me, you're special. You're special. He gave me a vision one night, and this woman was being shot. And she didn't die, but it was so vivid. I woke up and I went running to my mom's room and I was just shaking, you know. And mom says, well, just go back to bed and pray. And three times it happened. And then the third time I was finally, you know, just laid there and prayed. And then the next day we went to church and found out this woman that was in our church had been shot. And I had stayed up half the night praying for her, and she did. She lived. She lived. And I thought, whoa, this is really something. You know, it's kind of a shocking thing to have such a vivid dream and then have God show you that it becomes real. Another vivid dream I had that I didn't get the answers to that woke me up and that I prayed and prayed. Same scenario, was an old woman dying in my home. And I'm thinking, this is weird. You know, this old woman is dying in my home. What's this about? We didn't even have any old woman in our home. Well, as some of you may know, I took care of my mother-in-law for 16 years, and she did die in my home. And it wasn't until she had died, I thought, okay, now I understand. God was showing me things to come. Things to come. And this one you may find very, very strange. God also gave me a vision of the man I was going to marry. And he's all embarrassed, but God picked him out for me. God picked him out. I mean, that's a whole nother story of how I was like, no, I don't think I want to marry this man. But God says, yes, this is the man for you. This is the one I have for you. And God knew best. He did. So I had those visions. Then I became married, and we bought a house in LC, and we had a couple of kids. And by the third child, I was thinking, oh, I remember just saying, I was just rejoicing. I always like to wake up with music, and my kids can remember that, just godly music going and singing and shouting in the Lord. And I remember saying to the Lord, my life, nothing could happen in my life. My life couldn't get better, and nothing could happen in my life that could ever, you know, I mean, just, I live this perfect life. I have this perfect life. God gave me a husband. I have children. I'm on top of a mountain. Well, He knew I had trials and tribulations yet to come. And that's when it started happening. Soon after that, the storms came. And they were storms. They were the hurricane that turned our house upside down. But when the storms came, God was with me. God was with me. I stayed on that rock. It was hard. When I lost my first child, it took my breath away. It was extremely hard. I remember just laying in bed thinking, I cannot, will not go to the funeral. I just can't. I can't pull myself out of this bed to go to that funeral. I was devastated. And I knew God loved my children more than I did, and he loved me. Previous to my first child dying, there was a family who was really into witchcraft. My kids were helping them. She had twins, and my kids were helping them. And I remember one time my girls couldn't go, and I went. And there were idols. There was Ouija boards and tons of books on witchcraft, and the whole house was full of potions and books and all kinds of stuff. And I'm going, oh my goodness, what did I send my kids into? You know, and I just remember stopping and praying, and I said, Lord, how can anyone like this, that's so deep into satanic things, how can anyone like this ever come to know you? I remember just praying for them, praying for myself. It was just a dark place. Well, this was happened at the same time I had my little girl. And when she died, as I was laying in bed that night, God gave me songs that for us to sing at the funeral. So I knew I had to go, and I knew he was going to give me strength, but he gave me the songs. And we went as a family with a lot of other people, some of you, and that family was there. And that family now serves God. And she told me years later, she said, all I know is I said, I want what they have. I want what they have. Now, it wasn't me she saw. I had no strength. I had no strength to stand there. It wasn't me. But it was the rock I was standing on. It was the cross I went to. It was the light. We did the salt. We shined our light. But we don't have the strength to do that. And we can't do that if we're not standing on the rock. Anyway, God showed me, he's gracious enough to show me that my child was used for his glory. And I remember the day I found that out, and I just wept. And I said, a part of me, a part of my flesh, was able to be used. And I felt so good because, you know, you feel like, really, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, really, how can I be used? But God reaches in mysterious ways, and he uses us. And I just said, Lord, I'd give them all that others would know you. And that's what we have to do. We have to surrender all to the Lord, as hard as it is. Well, certainly that was going to be the hard trial for me. No need for any more. Demons have been whiplashed a little, right? But I was able to rejoice through that. Then I said as a teenager, I used to go to the mountain. Well, as a married woman, I also would go to the mountains often to spend time up in the hills. And sometimes it took my kids, sometimes it didn't. And I remember my son had left, and I remember holding him tight, and he said, Mom, don't worry, I'm coming back. And I remember going to the mountain and just praying and praying for him. And I bore my soul to God. I'd prayed towards Colorado, And I just wept before the Lord. And I prayed in tongues because the Holy Spirit had to come. I didn't even know how to pray. And he prayed through me. And the day I heard of his death, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked. It hurt, but I wasn't shocked. But I do remember something that God shared with me much later when I said, Lord, I went to the mountains. I cried on the mountains. I wept before you. I prayed in spirit. Why? Why? And the Lord showed me something. He said, if you had not been on that mountain daily praying, hours of praying, you would not have been able to handle this time in your life. You would not have been able to handle it. Now, God did give us strength. We went, we picked him up, and we were able to talk to people that knew him. And God gave the strength. But I'm reminded that if I had not been on that rock, if I had not been crying out to God, I would not have had the strength. I would not have been able to do it. I don't know how people in the world make it. A lot of them don't. They don't. And God gave me the strength to make it day by day. Does it hurt? All the time. Do I cry? All the time. Those of you who have lost little ones, older ones, parents, you know. You know how that feels. But I know where my children are, and I know who is my strength. I know what God has shown me. I know the visions God has given me. And God is faithful. And God holds us. And I owe it all to the Lord. Then, some years later, some of you will remember this. I had 3 layers of my cornea burn, and I went blind. I went blind. I remember the first incident, it started getting all cloudy and then white, and then all of a sudden it was black. But the funny thing about being blind, by then I'd gone through so much, being blind was nothing. I was nothing. I could deal with being blind. But my kids served me. They took me places. They had to drive me to doctor's appointments. And I just remember just being at peace, not really worried. The doctor was concerned that I may not get my eyesight back and told me to stay out of the light. And I had to wear sunglasses. And but I came to church, I think it was in the evening, maybe one of the evening services, but I came to church and they all prayed for me. They called me up front, they laid hands on me, and they prayed for me. And by the time I went to see the doctor within that week, I had my sight completely recovered. And talk about a doctor that said, I never would have believed it. I never would have believed it.
Hallelujah.
Is God good? Is God good? He is good. All the time. All the time. So he is faithful, but I'm special. Am I more special than you? He created you. You're special. You're special. I'm special. God wants to give you words. God wants to give you visions. God wants to heal your body. God wants to be there through the trials and tribulations. This is what will make you strong, the trials and tribulations. I owe my life to God. I'm reminded that every day. When my family's gone and I'm alone at home, I just put worship music on and I go. We have this dining room with this windows, and I look towards the hills and I just weep before the Lord in gratitude. Because who am I that a king would believe and die for? Who am I that he would say, oh, I'm going to save you from this baseball and broken glass. I'm going to carry you through all your trials and tribulations. I'm going to heal your body. Who am I? I wanted to play a song called Hold My Heart, because God has truly, through these times of losses, he has held my heart.
How long must I pray? Must I pray to you? How long must I wait? Must I wait for you? How long till I see your face? See you shining through. I'm on my knees, begging you to now test me. I'm on my knees, Father, will you turn to me? Yeah. One tear in the drop and rain, one voice in a sea of pain. Could the maker of the stars hear the sound of my breaking heart? One life, that's all I am. Right now I can barely stand. If you're everything you say you are, would you come close and hold my heart?
God wants to hold our hearts. He does hold our hearts. All we have to do is give them to him. Stand on that rock. I couldn't tell my children anything better than that. Stand on the rock. Let God hold your heart. Trials and tribulations will come, but he has promised to be there with us through it all. All we have to do is stand on that rock and don't let go. Don't let anything bring you off. Don't let anything entice you. I'd like us all to stand, and we're going to sing the song, Lead Me to the Cross, one more time, and then come to Jesus, and I'll have the words up there. And when we're all done with that, I want, as the verse Come to Jesus is played, the song by Chris Rice, I'd like all mothers and daughters to come forward, and then the men to pray for the mothers and daughters. I want us to pray for every child that's gone through this church, for every child in this valley, for every mother, single moms. There's single moms out here. How many of you are single moms? They need our prayers. They need our support. They need to know that God's with you. God's with you. You don't stand alone. You're not standing alone. So I'd like us to come forward as we go lead to the cross and then come to Jesus, and the women and mothers come forward and the husbands and dads to pray for them. Thank you. Let's sing these songs as we do.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, and cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Okay, if we can have the women come forward and we can pray. Women, let's try to hold hands, if we can. And I'll start off in prayer for the women and the children, and then I'd like the men who feel led to pray for your wives, your children, and other children that are without moms or children without dads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being there for us and that we're never alone. Lord, that you gave us a solid rock to stand on and that you went to the cross. Lord, that you have promised to be with us and never give us more than we can bear, and that we have our times of rejoicing. And Lord, and that you hold our hearts, and that you hold us, and you give us strength in times of troubles and storms. Lord, give us the courage and the strength to call out to you, to stand on you, to not be tempted to go other directions. For you, Lord, are where peace lies, peace that's within. Lord, I pray for every mother here, that you'll help them as they pray for their children, as they guide them in the word. Lord, we are sinners and we fall short. But you take over where we fall short, because your love for our children is far greater than our love. And Lord, you hurt when we hurt. And that in and of itself, knowing that you care that much and that you hold us and that you carry us, is worth everything. Everything. And Lord, I pray for these children, the daughters and the sons that belong to these women and other women, Lord, that you would help them to find that peace with you. That you would help them to stand on the rock and stand firm. That they wouldn't be directed or tempted away. But even, Lord, if they are, that you're not going to leave them. You're going to stand by their side and you're going to bring them back to stand firm. Stand firm. Lord, give our children the strength to stand firm. Help all those teachings. You said if we teach them, that it will be with them forever. Lord, make your word come alive in our children's lives. Help them, Lord, to see things that they have yet not seen. Make that word that so liveth become alive for each and every one of them. Lord, I knew your word was truth. And I knew your word was living. It's living in my heart. And Lord, we want that for each one of our children. And for every child that's gone through this church, Lord, they've been given that. Lord, help them. Open their eyes. Open their hearts. Lord, help them to see the truth. Help them to see visions and to hear your word. And may it all become a lie. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for holding us through it all. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. We have the ability, no matter what we've done, we have you to come to. Because no one else can carry it like you do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Given Mary to speak, Lord. I mean, there's trumpets were heard are these kernels of life, and Lord, they've been tossed into our hearts, Lord God, and I just would pray, Lord,
yes,
that,
Lord.
That would take root.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Whatever that individual seed or seeds or whatever that garden that you've planted now in our hearts, Lord God, that I pray, Lord, that you would protect, Lord, from anything
yes,
that
Lord.
Would seek to stop that seed from growing, Lord. We just pray and cover it, Lord. We pray as the men that gather here right now, and we would pray an intercession, Lord, for
yes, Lord.
Our families and for women who are raising children, both with in families, Lord, and married, and those that are not.
Lord, yes, Lord, give them strength.
Pray, Lord, that Lord,
yes,
you
Lord.
Be their champion, Lord. And
yes,
Spirit,
Lord,
know,
Jesus.
You're ready to do that, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
You've had this purpose all along, Lord. And we just
yes,
speak
Lord.
Release. We speak protection.
Amen. Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Ask all that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, you are perfect.
Yes, you are.
You do not make mistakes. And Lord, you created each and every one of these ways. And we just pray for your special Holy Spirit anointing and enablement, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To feel how much you love them and feel how much you created them to be beautiful. I just pray that they are able to receive that. And
yes,
that
Lord.
They know that they are never more beautiful than when your countenance shows.
Yes,
you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let
yes, Jesus.
Know this morning that they are beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just ask right now that you'll be with our pastor, his wife, and his children, Lord.
Yes.
You know that they need that lifting up and that encouragement. And Lord, we pray that you will encourage them right now where they are.
Yes.
You will bless their hearts and their souls. But Lord, be with their children. Yes. Minister to each and every one of them.
Yes.
It's hard being a pastor's child. And Lord, just bring this to life for them. Lord, help them. Help them, Lord, to find peace in you and
yes.
bring it all back to them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that you'll go with us as families and those that don't have families, that you'll be with us and that we can rejoice in you today.
Yes.
And that we can always come to the cross. And Lord, I just pray that you'll be with us and give us a blessed day. And that we will glorify you for everything you've done, Lord. I've only mentioned a very minimal amount of blessings you have bestowed on our family. And Lord, I know you've done it for each and every one of these families. And I pray that you'll just help us to rejoice in our Savior today. And the fact that he allowed us to be mothers, either to our own children or to others. Some have not been mothers to others, but or to their own children, but many to other people's children. And Lord, it is our duty to reach out to other children and to pray for them. Give us that heart, Lord, to understand and to care. And Lord, just help us to rejoice and to shine our lights as mothers that love you and have you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
To come in and preempt